Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to take a look into the ice rescue training that first responders from around Marion County took part in over the weekend. The ice rescue training sessions are an attempt to get more people certified and knowledgeable about how to rescue someone after they fall through weak ice while ice fishing or out on the lake. Pella Ambulance Director Doug Polking explains what the ice rescue training entails.
The fire department and ambulance, again, will be doing their annual ice rescue training, where we will be spending a day of training in the morning in classroom, working on and evaluating ice and the safety precautions, and then in the afternoon actually going out, getting into the water with our ice rescue suits, and simulating rescue of people that may be in water with our ice rescue suits.
I spoke with Pella Fire Chief Doug Van Gorkum out at the pond where the training was going on. He says that the training sessions were very informative for the first responders.
Well, Doug, tell me what you have going on out here today.
Well, we've got ice rescue with Pella Fire Department, Knoxville Rural Fire Department. Some people from the Corps and from the county are out here doing ice rescue training so that we can be prepared in case of an emergency.
Now, take me through the process of what you do in an ice rescue.
Well, basically, the first thing you do is you come out and you look at the situation over and decide how safe it is for the rescuers to go out. That's the first thing. Then, of course, we have rescue suits that we wear that keeps you dry and warm and also keeps you floating. And we need to go out with two people, not just one. So there's always a backup in case something goes wrong. And then you try to secure the person, the victim that you're trying to get out of the water first. Then once you get them out of the water, once you get them harnessed up, then you have people on the ground out on the shore that you have them actually pull you up out of the hole and onto the ice.
So how often do you guys have to do this around here?
Well, we like to try to do it once a year if we can. We don't always get that done, but it's just some of the guys haven't certified. Now we're getting more certification countywide is really what it is, so that if there's something happening somewhere else in the county, we can go there, they can come here. We'll have plenty of resources then and manpower.
So have you ever had to use these techniques to actually rescue someone?
Thank goodness, no.
But with, you know, ice fishing going on right now and some kind of thin ice on the lake might be possible at some point.
It is always possible. We've got a lot of big bodies of water, especially the lake and all kinds of farm ponds, but I think most of the people that are ice fishermen know when it's good ice and when it isn't.
So is that the kind of stuff you learned in the classroom session, what kind of ice is good ice and how to rescue on different kinds of ice?
That is correct. We learned about how ice forms, how quick it forms, what is bad ice to be looking for, what's good ice to be on, all those sort of situations. And it's really was a very enlightening refresher this morning.
Yeah, well, thanks, Doug.
You're welcome.
But even with the training sessions, first responders around the county need equipment for rescues, as Jeff Anderson, Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator, explained.
Primarily, we just looked at the increasing number of ice fishermen that were utilizing the area ponds and lakes. You know, and through that process, we realized that we're somewhat vulnerable to having an incident where somebody goes through the ice and is in the water and needs rescued. And then obviously we look at the response capability and, you know, we're pretty lacking. So process was started kind of with in conjunction with all the departments in the county, and this was the avenue that they chose to go. As far as response capabilities go for ice rescue, the only thing that we have right now that's organized and equipped is through Pella. And, you know, while that's great if we happen to be in the Pella area, geographically speaking, if you're in the southwest part of the county, you know, as great as that equipment is, it's probably not going to be very timely.
If you'd like to donate towards the purchase of the ice rescue equipment, you can contact Jeff Anderson, Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator, at the courthouse. You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've taken a look into the ice rescue training that went on over the weekend. Another rescue training session is going on for other first responders this weekend. Just a reminder, you can always find our Let's Talk and in-depth programs online at knikrls.com. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.